This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. On the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the U.S. House will vote on a restriction of abortion, banning those abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy because it is now clearly documented that unborn children feel intense pain in abortion. The goal for the U.S. Senate is for a vote in the spring. After a court required her case to be reexamined, the Kansas Board of Healing Arts issued a final order saying abortionist Chris Newhouse is incapable of successful rehabilitation. The board cited the abortionist's failures in the cases of 11 particularly young and vulnerable patients who exhibited suicidal ideation or indicators of mental illness or psychiatric problems, and found she seemed to feel justified in her actions, showing no signs of remorse. It stretches the imagination to think that 40% of abortions are coerced, and half of those are coerced by violence. Another all-too-common story at Life News shows a Melbourne man committing such violence in an attempt to force a miscarriage or coerce an abortion. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. March for Life events in Olympia, Washington on the 20th, Washington, D.C. on the 22nd, and San Francisco on the 24th next week are being criticized by radicals on both coasts trying to use the war on women mantra. Pro-life advocates point out that most pro-life advocates are women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.